Now, spirit of fear, you go now in Jesus' name. What does the spirit of fear have to do when it hears you say, you go now in the name of Jesus? Guess what it has to do? It has to flee in stark terror. Because it says in James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. So remember, spirit fear is a spirit. And it says this all, how do you know it's a spirit? Because it says it in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse number 7. It says this, for God did not give us a spirit of fear. See, again, fear is a spirit. It says, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Again, when the spirit of fear is trying to come up against you, when you're having thoughts and you're beginning to feel afraid and feeling like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm gonna do, you remind yourself that the word of God says this, he's giving you weapons. He's giving you weapons to be able to pull down strongholds. What are strongholds? Fortified patterns of thinking. Those fortified patterns of thinking, which cause a loop, which is concerning arguments and theories and reasonings and every high and lofty thing, which is trying to exalt itself up above what the word of God has to say. But what are you going to do? You're going to use the authority that's been delegated to you as a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, and he said again, Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he's giving you a power, he's giving you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you.